Hello everyone, it's Jana here at Twin Twin, Audio Mode Day 4, and I'm just walking back from school, and a slight detour to get some cash out actually. Just going home to do some work now. Just realised it's my long day today, because the kids do Mad Science Club, of course, after school, which means I have an hour longer. Yes, and then we'll be rushing off to Mia's tap class. Yes. Well, at least today, today it feels a little bit more like summer, finally, even though it's going to get very warm, I can tell. It's only 9 o'clock and I've already had to take my cardi off. And I'm only wearing a t-shirt and I'm perfectly comfortable. And tomorrow is supposed to be even warmer, so there we go. That's the daily weather report. Otherwise, let's see, what else have we been up to? I saw something yesterday. I didn't realise this. So apparently if you pay through PayPal, then you're not covered, the credit card, the section 75, the bit where if you pay over £100 on the credit card, then you're covered if anything goes wrong and you can get your money back from the credit card company, which is the reason why I like to pay on credit card for larger items, more expensive items I should say. So yeah. And I thought, I didn't realise that. I always relied on that, but apparently, if you pay via PayPal or Amazon third party as well, then that doesn't apply. So now PayPal I avoid. I had a bit of a problem with them last year and then found it a bit complicated to get in touch with them. So that didn't particularly instill me with a lot of confidence. But I did notice that a lot of retailers online seem to now go through, would you like to pay by credit card or would you like to use PayPal? And I always go through credit card. But then I think, once they take that option away, would I want to sign up with PayPal? Probably not. Does that mean I then can't shop with them? But yeah, I thought that was an interesting one. So, because apparently how it works is that the section 75 is supposed to protect you so that if the retailer defaults on anything or you have a faulty product, that you don't get in debt because of that, and therefore there's that protection. But the important bit apparently is that you have a direct relationship with the seller, and PayPal is an intermediary. They're not telling you anything. They're just processing the money. So, but because you pay them, and they then pay the seller, you don't have a direct relationship with the seller anymore. And that's the same thing how it works with Amazon third party. So as long as you buy from Amazon directly, if it says sold by Amazon, you're fine. But if it's sold by a third party, you're not, because Amazon are just processing that. So I didn't know that. I thought, that's certainly one to look out for in future. All right, and I've arrived back at the house. I'm still as puffed out coming back up. Hopefully that'll change, but I've only just started my new exercise regime. Yes, that's right. It's not just SM2N, I'm doing it as well. So I'm back on the cross trainer, very slowly building back up to being able to run on there for longer than 5 minutes. It's probably a little bit too late because looks like I need to fit into my summer clothes now. But it's not just about that, is it? I just need to get a bit fitter. That's always a good one. I'm back and I promised to keep these short, so I shall say thanks for listening, and have a good day, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.